Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Think Orange podcast.
A podcast with ideas and conversations to help you influence the next generation.
Here are your hosts, Dave Adamson and Ashley Bohens.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Think Orange podcast. Actually, I'm going to take that back because this is episode zero, really, right?
It's episode zero.
Welcome to episode zero of the Think Orange podcast. My name is Dave. I am your host, and I am joined today by my good friend, Ashley. Hey, Ash.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here, guys. Welcome.
Well, I am excited that you're here as well. Hey, I want to start by asking you the question that everybody who's listening right now is already asking. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Why in the world would people want to be listening to this?
Well, I think the most exciting thing about this is we're going to take you on a behind-the-scenes journey where we're going to look at some ideas and talks you may have heard at some of our live events. And if you're anything like me, you may have heard those talks. You went back to your church staff and you thought, oh my goodness, how am I supposed to repeat what I just learned? How am I supposed to explain it to people? And we are going to tell you to send them here so we can break it down for you.
Yeah, that's right. Every single event that we do, we have thousands of people at our Orange Conference, at the Orange Tour, and they're always asking us for ways that they can share this content. And so what we decided to do is we wanted to share this at a more personal and individual level, and hence this podcast.
So each week, we're going to be sharing some key ideas from our live events, and we're going to have a guest in the studio, and we're going to help expand on the idea and make it practical for your ministry.
That's right. And we also want to make it very contextual, too, because we know that not everybody comes from a church of like 2,000 people with this massive stuff, right?
Yeah, you know what? There's probably a statistic there, but yes, I would say it's safe to assume churches are not that large.
Let's just assume we put a statistic in there that church, not all churches are large, but we really want to contextualize this and make sure that these ideas that you hear at Orange Conference and at Orange Tour can be applied no matter what size church you attend. So, Ash.
Yes.
Tell us some of the people who we are going to be hearing from on this podcast.
Yes, I would love to. We are going to hear from Reggie Joyner, Carrie Newhoff, Sherry Surratt, Tom Shefshunas, Kristen Ivey.
I mean, that alone is a... That's an amazing list of people there. I mean, Kerry Newhoff is fantastic.
And Canadian.
And Canadian. That's what it says on his business cards.
Absolutely.
But that, you know, this podcast is like a good set of steak knives because you know what? That's not all. We're also going to be hearing from Clay Scroggins, John Acuff, Dan Scott, Jeff Henderson, Sue Miller. I mean, right here we have... I'm going to call it. We've got Family Ministry Hall of Famers.
It is awesome. And guys, this podcast is for anyone who wants to influence the next generation. Parents, ministry leaders, volunteers, pastors.
Yeah, absolutely everyone. And they're also, Ash, they're going to be hearing from you and I as well. So I think for this episode zero, it's probably a good idea for us to share some of our stories. So I'm going to start with you. How did you end up in this small little room inside the Think Orange bunker in front of this microphone?
First, I want to say you sound awesome saying the word bunker. Like
bunker.
Way cooler than I do.
You say it?
Bunker.
And I say?
Bunker.
Bunker.
Way better. All right, anyways.
I can say it bunker.
No, I like how you say it better.
Bunker.
Bunker. Okay, awesome. Well, growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. I never played like house, baby, Barbie, wedding. I played teacher, gave my neighbors homework. And if they didn't do it, I'd get mad because I really wanted to grade it.
Wow, I bet your neighbors loved living next door to
they
you,
did.
Right?
And, yes, and I always named my student Jessica, which I'm not really sure why. But...
So regardless of how many kids in the neighborhood, they were all named Jessica.
They were all named Jessica, hey, all my
it,
seats.
It makes it easy to remember.
Well, as a little girl growing up, and I wanted to be a teacher, but I never knew that teaching in the church was an option for me because I had never seen a female do that. In fact, I didn't see a female do that until I was in my 20s.
Wow.
And so I became a teacher, middle school health, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, all of the fun stuff, friends.
All aspiring teachers want to be middle school health teachers,
it
right?
It is. You know what? Yes, it is the best subject. You can have the most influence.
And the most awkward subject.
Totally. I have really, really good stories, and we can get to those another time.
I want to hear that.
Okay. Well, as I was teaching, I was also volunteering in our student ministry. I was one of those like full-time volunteers where I was helping write curriculum and recruit leaders and was a leader myself, a small group leader, a host, a teacher.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank, and I loved it, and I was so filled by it. And one day, the middle school pastor, who was moving up to become the high school pastor, came to me. He's like, hey, I think you should take this job. And I was like, what? Like, No. I'm going to be a teacher for the rest of my life. I'm going to retire as a teacher. I will be the number one volunteer whoever you hire.
Especially if their name's Jessica.
Totally. If their name is Jessica, for sure. And so I just continued on my teaching and was like trying to carry the ministry through that time. Yeah. They came back to me and they were like, Ashley, we really think you should do this. Will you pray about it? I'm like, no, I know what that means. And my plan is to be a school teacher for my life, retire. I love it more my sixth year than I did my first year.
Wow.
And they're like, will you pray about it? I'm like, no. And so then I spent an entire year wrestling with God. Like, God, I don't want to leave. Like, I know I'm having an influence here. I know I am a light in a dark place. Mm. I mean, these are the public schools and I'm teaching health. So I'm getting to talk about everything the youth pastor talks about. I just can't talk about Jesus, but I'm able to be a light to them.
That's awesome.
And so I started praying about it. I was like, okay, God, you better make this very clear. And there's two specific things I felt like he said to me. Number one, he was like, Ashley, you're using the gifts I gave you to teach students about a health that's just temporary.
Yep.
I want you to teach them about the spiritual health that's eternal. I was like, oh, I couldn't have thought of that myself. But God, I know I'm making a difference. Like, why would you give me this passion to be a school teacher if you're going to ask me to leave? And this was what pushed me over the edge. She said, I'm asking you to leave what you love because it's harder than leaving what you don't love. What? And it requires more faith.
Okay, hang on. Go back. Yes. Say that line again.
I'm asking you to leave what you love because it's harder than leaving what you don't love. And it requires more faith.
You just made episode zero memorable.
Thank you.
That was the line
right
there.
Well, it wasn't my line. So it's just what pushed me over the edge.
That's awesome.
I showed up with my resume and I was like, here you go. And they're like, seriously? We spent a year trying to convince you to do this. So anyways, I moved in that position. I'm grateful for that church. They saw something in me before I saw it in myself.
How big was this church?
It was about 2,500.
And whereabouts was it?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Maryland.
Yes.
Is that like a Christmas town or something?
Well, I say Maryland because it sounds more like Disneyland, which is way more exciting. So
you mean Maryland?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
I'm just tracking.
Right. So I was there and I was their middle school pastor for 4 years and met some people along the way who were mentoring and coaching me and convinced me to move my life and my circle, because my sister and two best friends moved down here with me, moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where I came on staff at North Point on their multi-campus middle school team.
Yeah.
It was such an awesome time. Learned so much from amazing leaders. And then somewhere along the way, Reggie Joyner turned on his woo factor and convinced me to move over to Orange. And now I serve as the director of middle school strategy at Orange.
Reggie That's woo.
Me. The Reggie woo factor.
Wow, that sounds like a Asian film director or something.
We'll talk more about
Reggie
that later.
Reggie Wu.
All right. Enough about me. Dave, I want to hear about you. Tell us.
Wow. What do you want to know?
I want to know how you got to this Orange bunker.
Yeah. It's a weird story because obviously, I don't know if you can tell, I'm not from around here. Could you tell that?
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Well, I mean, for people who are wondering, yes, you are right. I am from Japan. And that's
Try again.
Okay. No, I'm actually from Australia, which when you think about it, Australia is the real South. So that's why I feel right at home here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Absolutely.
I did not grow up in church at all. In fact, didn't even become a Christian until I was a junior in high school. And as a result of that, I really had no interest at all in becoming a professional Christian.
Hold on. I have a question. Why do you say that? Like, what was it about a Christian that you were not interested in becoming a professional Christian?
Well, I mean, I was interested in being a Christian. That's who I was. But I just never thought about working for a church. See, because in Australia, 96% of the people say they're either agnostic or atheist.
Wow.
So we have a very small Christian population in my country, and that means that there's limited opportunities for positions in the ministry
world.
And so I had zero interest in becoming a professional Christian. I was always going to be, from the time I was about 13 years old, I wanted to be a sports reporter. That's the one thing I wanted to do.
So did you do that?
I did.
Wow.
I did.
That's awesome.
So I finished high school as a Christian, which was great. And then I went into college and I got my journalism degree, and straight out of university, college, as you call it here in the States.
Yes.
I started working for a local newspaper, and then I went to magazines, and I became the youngest ever editor of Australia's highest selling sports magazine.
Of course you did.
And as a result of that, one of our major TV networks came and knocked on my door and said they would love for me to work for them. And so I became a sports reporter and producer for Australia's version of ESPN SportsCenter. It's a show called Sports Tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so my career was going up and to the right. I thought, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
And then I think it was 2008, I get a phone call out of the blue from Connecticut.
Which is in America.
ESPN called me and said, we want to interview you, and maybe looking at a position on SportsCenter.
Wow.
So I went, I interviewed for a week, came back about 2 weeks later, got offered the job, and my wife and I did not know what we're going to do. So my wife, being the spiritual one in our family, she said, we should fast for 3 days.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you? So we did. We fasted for 3 full days. We ended up at breakfast on the 4th day. And my wife says, hey, Dave, did God say anything to you? And I said, you know what? No, he didn't. So I could go either way. But she said, God spoke to me in the first 4 hours. And she said, God told me, don't take the job. And at that point, the only thing that annoyed me was God spoke to her after 4 hours and she made me fast for 72. That was insane to me. So in the end, because I trust her so much, I turned the job down. I turned down my dream.
Wait, hold on. You turned down a job at ESPN?
Yes.
To be here?
To be in the Think Orange bunker in front of this microphone looking at you.
Wow. I feel pretty special right now.
It was the craziest. You know, Andy Stanley says that you come to a turning point in your life. That was the turning point in my life for sure. So I had no idea what I was going to do at that point. I'd been listening to a podcast, not unlike the people who are driving around listening to this one.
Yep.
And it was from a church in New Jersey. And so I just emailed the pastor out of the blue and said, this is who I am. This is what I do. And I think God's calling me into ministry and I don't want to do that. Can you deny this for me? I didn't want him to confirm it. I wanted him to say, no, God's not calling you.
I feel you, man.
Guess what he did? The pastor calls me and we spoke for an hour. At the end of that hour, he offered me a job. Flew my wife and I
to
New York.
Come to America.
Well, that was pretty good. Are you thinking about the Neil Diamond song or are you thinking about the Eddie Murphy movie?
I have no idea. I'm not sure I'm old enough to know either of them.
You're just making up songs.
Pretty much. I know that song.
I love it. So, yes, we were coming to America. We ended up moving to New Jersey. I packed up my wife and my 3 daughters. We sold everything we had and moved to New Jersey to become a pastor of all things. The last thing I would have thought about doing was there for about 5 years. And then North Point offered me a position and I moved down to Atlanta. And then I met Reggie. You might know him, Reggie Wu.
The Wu Factor.
Does some great films out of Hong Kong. and this is how I ended up in this Think Orange bunker. It's amazing.
Dave, I love your story. It's so awesome. And I'm so excited for our listeners to get to know you more because you bring a different perspective.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I'm really excited about this from a different perspective than maybe some other listeners because I have 3 teenage daughters at home. So first up, can you pray for me?
I think just, that's amazing. I love teenagers.
So just later on, just please pray for me. But I come from it from the perspective of a dad. And the thing that I love most about this podcast is I'm going to be listening to it because I just want to be a better parent. I just want to be a better dad. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Now, you come at it with a family ministry experience background, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my heart is I really want to be an advocate for the people in the trenches. I remember what it felt like to be frustrated or confused or alone.
Yep.
And I really, really want to bring your perspective to the table. And if you're in the family ministry world, you can count on me to represent you well at this table.
Yeah, you wrapped that up so well. We really want to help you, our listeners, get the most out of this orange content, no matter what position you are in. If you want to influence the next generation, we are here to represent you and help you get the most out of this. We want to help you gain access to some of the most amazing minds in the family ministry world, which is really what this podcast is all about. Mm-hmm. So Ash, for the people wondering, tell us, what can they do next?
All right, so get this. You will get a new episode every Tuesday. So if you're new to ministry, maybe new to Orange, or maybe you're trying to find a new way to do what you're doing better, you don't want to miss our episode, which kicks off tomorrow.
That's episode 1.
Episode 1.
Not episode 0.
Episode 1. Kicks off tomorrow because we're going to start by sharing and digging into the Orange strategy. And this strategy has helped churches influence thousands of kids across the country. And I am so excited. And if you're as excited as I am, then there's actually a few things that you can do right now.
Yes, there are some things you can do right now. The very first thing you can do is you can subscribe to this podcast. It doesn't matter if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. We want you to subscribe to this podcast so that you will never, ever miss an episode. So that's step 1.
Give us 2, Dave.
Step 2. 2 is we want you to leave a review of this podcast on the iTunes store. The reason we want that, Ash, if you don't know, it just helps us spread the word to more people. It helps more people get access to this content, which is really what it's all about. So, in fact, I want to give everybody just a minute right now to go to iTunes and write a review. And to help with that, I'm going to ask Ash, can you just sing a bit of Coming to America for us?
Coming to America.
Okay, I think that's enough. I actually think they've probably written their review right now. So the third thing we want you to do is we want you to share this podcast with your friends and with other people who want to influence the next generation. So that might be your neighbors named Jessica. It might be your teachers. It might be a pastor, a youth worker, a volunteer at a church, something like that.
Oh, and something really important we want you to do. If you have any questions, we want you to go to thinkorangepodcast.com.
Say that again.
ThinkOrangePodcast.com Yep. And go to the contact page, and that's where you can submit the questions to us.
Yeah, because we want you to be involved in this podcast. We want you to be able to ask your questions of our amazing guests. So make sure you go to ThinkOrangePodcast.com, or here's the thing, Ash, you can go to Twitter. Do you know what our Twitter handle is?
I do. Orange Leaders.
It is at Orange Leaders. Make sure you go there, ask your questions using the hashtag Orange Podcast. I think we've covered everything.
We have.
Well, that's it for today. We can't wait to see you tomorrow. My name is Dave.
I'm Ash.
And whenever you think next generation, think orange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Orange podcast.
Join us next time for more ideas and conversations to help you influence the next generation.
For more episodes and show notes, visit thinkorangepodcast.com.